Getting real value from your data often means sifting through massive datasets, which can be a slow and challenging task. To make data access faster and more efficient, Salesforce has released the new Data Cloud Query Connect API, which supersedes the V1 and V2 Query API. The Data Cloud Connect API is the programmatic interface for interacting with your unified customer data. Connect signifies its ability to manage and activate core data cloud assets, such as segments and calculated insights. Its comprehensive capabilities go beyond simple data retrieval. Users can execute SQL queries for advanced analytics, reporting, and external application integration, making the query aspect central to its powerful data access. In this post, we'll give you a brief overview of the new Query Connect API and share an example scenario that shows it in action. About the new Query Connect API. The new Query Connect API is designed to make your data queries more performant and scalable. Now there's no limit on the number of rows that can be retrieved, and query results are available for up to 24 hours. Parameterized queries and row-based pagination are fully supported, ensuring flexibility and efficiency in your data handling. In addition, the API returns more helpful error messages, making it easy to use and debug. The API is powered by the HyperSQL engine, which is built for speed. It allows you to handle complex queries on large datasets and retrieve gigabyte-scale results quickly, outperforming systems like Trino, Snowflake, and Redshift. Here are the new Data Cloud Query Connect API endpoints. post/sot/querySQL, submit a query request for execution and receive the first batch of rows. get/sot/querySQL/queryid, check the status of a query request. get/sot/querySQL/queryid/rows, get additional data that wasn't returned in the initial query request. delete/sot/querySQL/queryid, cancel a long-running query request if needed. Example scenario, retrieving campaign engagement records. Imagine that Sarah, a data specialist at Growth Insights Incorporated, needs to retrieve all campaign engagement records from the campaign engagement underscore DLL data lake object, DLO, since January 1, 2025. Her goal is to perform a comprehensive audit of data ingestion, verify data integrity, and analyze user activity related to customer interactions. Sarah knows that the total number of records is expected to be very large, perhaps 100,000 records. The new Query Connect API is designed to make this kind of massive data retrieval manageable and efficient. Let's walk through how Sarah would first submit her query, then check its status as it processes, and finally, retrieve the full results using pagination. Sequence diagram showing the request for querying data with the Query Connect API. Step 1, submit the query request. Sarah uses post/sot/querySQL, cdocs, to initiate the query execution in Data Cloud. Query parameters. Dataspace equals default, the data space where the query should be executed. Workload name equals connect engagement records, description of the scenario, task, or application name that Sarah's query handles. She sets this value to help Salesforce customer support assist her with debugging issues. Request. The SQL parameters array is used for parameterized queries. Here, start date is a placeholder for the actual date value. See the Data Cloud SQL syntax for more information on SQL statements. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Response, the API immediately returns a query to track the query's progress, metadata about the result columns, and the first chunk of data, for example, 2,000 rows. The completion status is results produced because the first chunk is ready, but row count indicates that more data is available. Query results are also subject to result caching, meaning identical queries submitted within a specific time frame can be served much faster. These cached results have a 24-hour expiration time, ensuring that they remain available for repeated access and optimizing performance for frequently run queries. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Step 2, check the query status. Since the initial response indicated row count is 100,000, but only 2,000 rows were returned, Sarah's query is still processing in the background. The client needs to periodically check its status using git /sot/querySQL/queryid. See docs. Query parameters. Dataspace equals default, the data space where the query should be executed. Workload name equals connect engagement records, description of the scenario, task, or application name that Sarah's query handles. She sets this value to help Salesforce customer support assist her with debugging issues. Wait time MS, this parameter allows the client to perform long polling. The API will block for up to wait time MS, for example, 10,000 milliseconds equals 10 seconds, if the status hasn't changed, or return immediately if it has. Sarah can adjust this number as needed in case she encounters any Apex resource limit issues. Request: the client might pull every 5 seconds until the query completion status is finished. Notice that the query it obtained in the previous response is used as part of the URL for this status check. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Response 1: the progress field indicates how much of the query has been processed. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Response 2: once completion status is finished, or results produced and progress is 1.0, all data is ready for retrieval. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Step 3: get additional rows, row-based pagination. After confirming that Sarah's query is complete, the client fetches the remaining 98,000 rows using git /sot/querySQL/queryid/rows, see docs. Query parameters. Row. Limit: the maximum number of rows to return in this chunk, for example, 2,000. Offset: the row number to start with when retrieving the next chunk of query results. Omit schema equals true. This parameter, when set to true, tells the API not to return the metadata array, with each subsequent chunk. This is useful for reducing the amount of data returned to have a faster performance. Request: get the next 2,000 rows, starting from row 2,000, since the first 2,000 were already received. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Response: the response contains the next chunk of data. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Step 4: delete a long-running query, optional. For queries that are no longer needed due to user cancellation or long-running queries, Sarah simply uses the delete /sot/querySQL/queryid. See docs, endpoint. Integrated tools. Beyond just speed, the new API offers features designed to make your development process smoother. Take advantage of out-of-the-box UI tools like the Postman Collection, the Data Cloud Query Editor, dBeaver, Tableau Cloud, and Tableau Desktop. These tools make it simple to work with the API without the need for coding. The Data Cloud Connect API Postman Collection in the Salesforce Developers Workspace. Conclusion. In this post, we explored the new Data Cloud Query Connect API, discussed their key features, and walked through a practical example of how to use them for data retrieval and status monitoring. The new Query Connect API is ready to use in the Salesforce Developers Postman Workspace. Check out this quick start video to familiarize yourself with the Connect APIs. Note, the new Query API is not included. And, see the Data Cloud Query Guide to help you with your querying. Resources: Data Cloud Connect API Query Documentation, Data Cloud Query Guide, Data Cloud SQL Syntax. Set up the Connect API Postman Collection, Salesforce Developers Postman Workspace, Data Cloud Query Editor Documentation. About the author: Nicole Arcolino is a technical writing analyst at Salesforce, specializing in Data Cloud API and data modeling documentation. Follow her on LinkedIn.